From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service plans to invest $10 million in Conservation Innovation Grants Program, funding conservation projects in grazing lands, organic systems, and soil health. Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Rob Johansson tells Farm Futures the CIG program plays a critical role in developing and implementing new methods to help customers conserve natural resources, strengthen local communities, and improve bottom lines. The NRCS uses CIG to address some of the nation's most pressing natural resource concerns. Wheat futures were slightly higher in early trading Wednesday as extreme cold weather moves into the plains, threatening the hard red wheat crop. According to Agriculture.com, plants that don't have a protective layer of snow are at risk as temps are expected to drop as low as 10 degrees Fahrenheit in southwestern Kansas with wind chills near 20 below. The USDA says domestic red meat, beef, and pork production all hit new monthly highs in November. AgriMarketing.com reports beef production was at 2.29 billion pounds, 2% over November of 2016, with a 3% increase in the slaughter, canceling out an 11-pound decrease in the average live weight. For the first 11 months of 2017, red meat production is 47.571 billion pounds, 3% ahead of 2016's record pace. Year-to-year, beef production is up 4% and pork production is 3% ahead of a year ago. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.